The State Board of Education is handing out $25 million in COVID-19 relief money to schools using an unusual formula that shuts out Mecklenburg County. As WFAE's Ann Doss-Helms reports, that has local lawmakers baffled and angry.
When the coronavirus pandemic forced North Carolina schools to close in March, Governor Roy Cooper created a $50 million relief fund to pay for emergency meals and child care, sanitizing the empty schools, and gearing up for remote learning. On March 27th, the State Board of Education unanimously approved a formula that distributes $25 million based on enrollment, and the other $25 million using a never-before-seen formula that provides relief to 99 out of 100 counties. Mecklenburg is the only exception. "That makes no sense," says State Senator Natasha Marcus of Mecklenburg County. She and 13 other members of the Mecklenburg legislative delegation signed a public letter of protest this weekend.
"What kind of formula is it that excludes only one county when, I will add, we are the county with the most number of COVID-19 cases in the state by a lot?"
Now, state funding formulas get pretty wonky, but stick with this because it's important and a bit bizarre. For starters, the state has long used what's called a low-wealth formula to provide extra money to counties that don't have a strong tax base. That formula uses per capita income, property tax revenue, and density to tally how much each county falls above or below the state average. The ratings range from Robeson County at 56% of the state average to Mecklenburg at 232%. 75 of 115 school districts fall below the state average. Marcus says she reached out to the State Department of Public Instruction for answers.
"They described it as trying to get money into the hands of counties that were least able to fund COVID relief themselves."
Marcus says she's used to seeing wealthier counties like Mecklenburg, Wake, and Guilford left out of low wealth funding, and she doesn't have a problem with that. But that's not how this worked. Here's Charles Jeter, a former state legislator who's now the governmental liaison for Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools.
"They decided everybody was eligible based on how much poorer they were to the wealthiest county. So 99 out of 100 counties got funding. The only county that didn't was Mecklenburg."
When the per pupil money and the so-called low wealth money were combined, the average COVID-19 relief payout came to $32.31 per student. Most of the districts surrounding Mecklenburg came out a bit above average, ranging from a little over $34 per student in Iredell County to $37 in Gaston County. Wake County landed at $23.53. That includes $1.2 million in low wealth money. Here's Jeter again.
"Wake County alone got more low wealth funding than 28 actual low wealth counties combined."
Mecklenburg got barely over $16 per student, the lowest in the state. That's about half the state average. You might note the reference to Mecklenburg, not CMS. That's because this also affects charter schools. Those schools often pull students from multiple counties, but Jeter says the COVID funding is based strictly on location. That means Lake Norman Charter in Huntersville would get significantly less per pupil than Pine Lake Prep in southern Iredell County, even though both pull from roughly the same area.
"So it made no difference where your student body came from. Pine Lake Prep, for example, 60% of their student bodies come from Mecklenburg County."
So who came up with this plan and why? That remains unclear. The discussion of the COVID relief fund took up about 8 minutes of a 2.5-hour teleconference meeting March 27th. The state board looked at three possible formulas. The material posted for the public didn't include a county-by-county spending breakdown. But State Board member Alan Duncan, a former chair of the Guilford County School Board, opened the discussion by saying,
"You have received a breakout sheet as to what the distributions would be per county, and three different models have been used."
During the meeting, a board member asked how the impact of the three formulas would differ by county. Duncan said that a formula based on the number of students receiving federal lunch subsidies, that's used as a measure of student poverty, would benefit Mecklenburg. But he did not mention that the low-wealth formula he was recommending excluded Mecklenburg, or that it would provide aid to other large, wealthy counties. State Board Chair Eric Davis, a former chair of the CMS Board, didn't return WFAE's calls seeking an explanation. State Board member James Ford of Charlotte says he didn't realize when he voted that Mecklenburg was the only county excluded. He says the formula came from DPI, but he was never told who created it. Ford describes the formula as well-intentioned but poorly executed.
"I think that, you know, folks were trying to be creative at the time, but it wasn't deliberate or exclusionary practice intended to prevent Mecklenburg from receiving any funds or to overlook the concentration of poverty that exists in the student population of Mecklenburg."
Senator Marcus says she spent Monday afternoon on a conference call with Board Chair Davis and DPI staff. She says she didn't get all the answers, but she got one vital assurance.
So the good news is that we did get the chair's promise that they will not be using that formula again.
That's important because the state still has to distribute federal relief money, as well as the possibility of more state aid if the pandemic drags on. While Davis didn't respond to specific questions about this process, he did send WFAE an email saying the federal aid should come to about $350 million. Davis says the state will take free and reduced lunch levels into account when it divvies up that money, a change he says will benefit CMS. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss-Helms.